Right now it is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian is kind enough to join us here on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at some of the news stories we're following. But before we get to that, Brian, you've got quite a speaker at the Hotchkiss Library tonight, and I guess it's sold out, but the virtual session is really tied to the times.
Absolutely. Chris Whipple, who's written this fantastic book called Spy Masters, and he looks at all of the current one and the former CIA directors and gives a really close-up look. I thought I knew a lot about this world, and Chris has revealed stuff that you just haven't seen ever before, and it's really good, including a very harsh critique of the current CIA director, Gina Haskell, for kowtowing to President Trump, and a revelation in there, which I had seen only a little bit of, that actually the CIA had to extract one of its best spies inside the Kremlin because there was fear that perhaps President Trump had leaked information about him to the Russians.
Well, that's what it all ties together. And I'm sitting here, Brian, and I'm saying, what are we going to be discussing next Thursday? Are we going to be discussing the still counting of ballots? Are we being discussing the president's reelected or Joe Biden's elected? I mean, it really is what is coming up. I've been voting for a long time now, and the last election I had fears. That's why I set such a big backer of Bernie Sanders. My whole thing was that if Hillary Clinton, with all the backing she had with the Democratic Party, still had a socialist candidate, a Democratic socialist candidate, get 42% of the delegates. Boy, how was she going to win the general election, was my thought. But I still had hopes. But this year, I'm one of the few people that I think when you add up all the pluses and minuses, I think that Joe Biden is going to do just fine. I just can't believe that he won't. Trump was an unknown commodity to most people when he ran. He's got his 38% to 40% base, and I just think that's where it's going to stay.
Well, that could well be. That would be consistent with what the polls show in terms of the popular vote. But, the real pros, and we should take a close look at the electoral votes. You need 270 to win, and there are narrow paths, as narrow as a current tie, for him to get there. It involves kind of running the table on the six key states in the southeast, in Iowa, and perhaps Nevada and Arizona. The Republicans think the race is tightening, that Republicans are going to come home, and the unrest in Philadelphia is not helping in Pennsylvania. So they see at least some glimmer of hope. But I think we have to remember at the end of the day that there are 40-45% at least of the country who feel that Donald Trump should have another 4 years. That's a substantial number. I mean, 4 out of 10 of us think that he should have another 4 years.
Yeah, no, that, and but it, the whole thing about that number, unlike most presidents, it has stayed rock steady. I mean, yeah. It might have moved 1 percentage point down or 2 percentage points up at time, but it's just basically rock steady. And I think the more people that turn out, the more accurate the vote will be. When last election, I think only about not even quite 50% of the potential voting population voted. This year, if looks are not deceiving, it might be as close as when Obama won in 2008, when 61% of the people went to the polls.
Well, and you think only, and that means 40% did not. It's stunning, really. Yeah. So far, 60 million people at least have voted, and the anxiety and the controversy is over all those votes will be counted. Various states are acting in different ways that perhaps would cut off the counting of those ballots. So there's great concern about that. And frankly, Marshall, I don't see how it doesn't end up at least in some court contest somewhere.
Oh, I think that the courts are going to have to get involved. But I think that if you have a winner that comes out with not a narrow majority, but a good majority not only in the popular vote, I just think that if it's not close, either in the Electoral College or the regular vote, that there's not a court in the world that's going to touch this.
Well, the United States Supreme Court would likely touch it. Some of the rulings in this past week seem to allow the states to do whatever they want. They're not going to interfere with various state rules. That's how they read the Constitution, this current majority there. But I do think that almost in any case, they have the lawyers lined up. Both sides have lawyers lined up. And once lawyers are hired, they're very eager to go to court, frankly.
Well, the amazing the figure has come out now in this election, and I thought that the election when Hillary Clinton ran was expensive. Our first $1 billion election was the year Barack Obama ran. This year, the total election cost from the beginning of the primaries to the end is a staggering $11 billion. That's just disgusting.
That's a lot of money spent, and I think it also has shown that you can't really buy an election. You know, Donald Trump was outspent 4 years ago, and he won nevertheless, and the Republicans are pointing to that again. It's like they have not put as much money into television. In fact, they're pulling money out of key states because they don't have the money. They're broke. But they have spent a lot of money in the get-out-the-vote, the so-called ground game, with people making sure that Trump voters get to the polls. So that's the unknown here. You know, have Trump voters and supporters lied to pollsters? Have they become the so-called shy voters? They don't want to admit they're going to vote for Donald Trump, and that's kind of the mystery here. And the fact is, 4 years ago, the polls sort of predicted the popular vote, but very few people gave him any chance of winning the electoral vote and winning the whole thing. And he did. And so now there's great, the credibility of the pollsters was given a real hit. And you can't believe them again. You got to know. They've got something to prove this time around. You know, I'm reading all the polls, all the various, the Real Clear Politics, they kind of take all the polls and average them out. And it still shows a Joe Biden lead, but in certain key states, he has a narrow lead, and the Trump people think they can organize their voters. They'll have more coming to the polls. And it's clear from the polls that I've seen, Liz Marshall, that people who voted early overwhelmingly are voting for Joe Biden. The people who plan to go to the polls on Election Day seem to be a majority for Donald Trump. So, you know, we're not going to know. And a week from now, I think we'll still be talking about what happened and what's the next step. Donald Trump's not going to give up easily. Let's just face that.
No, that's one thing you can say to him. He's not going to give up easily. But the significant damage that he's done to the view of the way our government runs and our system of electing people, the damage he's done by 4 years of claiming rig.
That's
not measurable.
That's his mantra, you know, and he keeps saying the same thing. I guess if you say it often enough, people start to think, well, it must be true. He keeps saying it. You know, voters put him in 4 years ago to disrupt, and he certainly has done that.
Disrupt and destroy. He has. He's torn down just about everything. And he's also shown that you can get around the rules, and you can get the presidency to co-align with the Senate and with the judiciary.
For some voters, Marshall, let's be realistic about it. They don't mind that. They see it as a big middle finger to the elite, and that's at the heart of his support.
Yeah, it's going to be like I said, our conversation next Thursday is going to be very interesting.
We'll be either we'll be up all night on Tuesday night and probably through Wednesday watching the whatever's going to take place with various counties around the country as they count the mail-in ballots, how many can be counted, how many will be excluded. There's a lot of unknown factors in this. It's far too soon to say we know the outcome, even on Tuesday night, I think.
Who knows? I might be calling you from Canada.
You can reach me in New Zealand.
That's right. Well, once again, I want to plug this once again, even though it's sold out. The Hotchkiss Library, you guys have done a great job in putting together a speaker series to replace, of course, the losing of that book signing under the tent. Just week after week, you see amazing people coming to the library.
Well, we're working very hard there at the library, and we've got Gretchen Hockmaster as our executive director, and she's done a great job of trying to fill in the holes. The library is open. You can call ahead. You can still get books there. There's a lot you can get online. So we're very, very happy with what's happening at the library. even in these tough times. And I think it underscores the importance of a library in a community. It's, you know, not just books, but it's, you know, it's a cultural center and it's a community center. It's a place for people who are lonely to go. It's a place to learn. It's a beacon of knowledge and culture.
I can remember really one of the first proud moments of my young life is walking down from Sharon Center School, teacher leading the way, to the library and getting my first library card where I could take a book out of the library.
Absolutely. Well, that's still the case, and we're still handing out library cards like the days of old. And, you know, it's fun to have it. It's a great thing for kids. Everyone who's listening, if you've got children, just get a library card. You know, we've got a great children's library section, a new children's librarian. The Sharon Library, the Hotchkiss Library, is really cooking on all cylinders.
All right, Brian, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, take care, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Real News with Brian Ross this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can also find it on the web, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross.